Hoot. 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 Here we go. Here we go. October the 23rd. If it sounds like I'm slurring or I can't talk very well, it's because David Finley punched me right square in the fucking face. Like, my lips are numb. I can feel like the skin inside my lips hurt. He was very apologetic, of course, but I haven't done strong style bullshit in a while. You know?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have said
that. I haven't worked in a while.
You shouldn't have talked about his daddy like that.
I didn't. Here we are, guys. We're live in Las Vegas. This is actually a very special talking shop. Rocky is in the building.
We're together.
But we've actually got LG in the building as well, but he's not here.
Surprise, surprise.
But he's coming down. We'll probably just go ahead and start.
We don't know how long that's going to be, though. We may miss the whole episode. We don't know.
Hopefully he wants to. We have to ask our fans something. It's something that we've talked about so much. Why is it so goddamn hard to do a podcast? People don't understand how much this sucks.
Right. You know what the real problem is, though? Me and Big Hoot, we had lunch together because you didn't want to join us because you were freaked out by gentlemen in wrestling t-shirts. You were too famous. We were walking through the casino. We said we were going to get some food. And then
I started being bothered by people.
Literally nobody said anything to you. They're looking at you. Yes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
and they had wrestling t-shirts. And you stay out of this,
Rod. You don't fucking know.
You immediately go, fuck this. I'm too famous. You don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like to be me.
You're right.
Famous and have scandals all the goddamn time.
Okay.
But me, I'm the Johnny Depp of wrestling now. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm hated.
Right, I know. I get it.
I'm so much cooler now, you know? That's what you need, Rock. You need to get yourself in just a little bit of trouble.
A little scandal.
Cause some problems. Go on Twitter, tell a fan to fuck off or something. Right, you know, right. You need to really step up your game a little bit.
Yeah, it's just so stressful to have all that fucking internet heat.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, to be honest. kind of hurts my feelings a little bit sometimes. Like, Jesus, I'm actually a pretty nice guy.
But,
you know?
But anyway, so.
What did Hawkins say? What? Chad's too famous now to come eat at TGI Fridays. You fucking serious, bro? Yeah,
that's exactly what he said, actually.
He can't even sit down at TGI Fridays. Not one person said something to him.
I know. That's exactly what we said. And then we realized when we were talking about Big Hoot and I was like, well, even Hawkins actually was the first one who said it. He's like, how can you guys can't get your fucking selves together to dedicate 1 hour a fucking week to do a fucking podcast on a Wednesday? And we're like, we can. There's no problem here. The problem is... Chad.
Oh, hell no.
Machine Gun doesn't fucking want to do it.
Fuck you guys. I looked at Gallows today when we were sitting backstage. I said, dude, you know, we got some stuff to do. And he goes, what? What do we have to do? I said, we have to do a podcast. He went, God damn it. He's not here. He's not even the one here. Gallows is the one that forced Talk and Shop to come back in the middle of the pandemic. Fuck. Oh, you guys just burying me behind my back.
Yeah. We made a commitment to our host, Blue Wire, that we would do this podcast for at least a year.
Well, I'm going to do it official right now.
What are you going to do?
It's over. Sorry, Blue Wire. Yeah, it's done.
That's it?
Last week. Hope you guys really fucking enjoyed it. You want to talk so bad behind my fucking back? Well, you can just do it by yourself, Rock. Gallows ain't ever going to do it with you.
They're never good. They're never good when you're not there.
Because Gallows will never do it because he's not going to ever answer. Hey, so didn't you guys do one? It was so bad. It just had to go into the can.
It'll never see the light of day.
You had a guest.
We had a guest.
You, Gallows, and the guest.
And the guest,
and
yes.
Didn't Gallows shut it down halfway through? We got to stop.
We got probably 10 minutes in, and then me and Gallows both realized, man, this is not going well. It's not funny. It's fucking...
Oh, it gives me guest, an embarrassing chill.
It was embarrassing. The guest...
Oh, God, look, I'm getting chills in my face.
The guest wasn't.
He didn't know how to. He didn't.
And then we, like, usually you're good at, like, taking the reins, like, when shit starts getting a little weird. Yeah. You know?
Because you try to switch back to, you have to ask a question or something.
Yeah. I couldn't, A, because I can't. I can barely speak. And Gallows was way too fucking high. Maybe. So he was getting freaked out and weirded out because he was in his head. He had way too much CBD oil and he was all in his head.
Yeah.
So then he goes, all right, man, well. Thanks for this week's podcast. It was like 10 minutes in. And then he just said, all right, Rock, I got to go, man. I'll see you later. And then like just left me and the guest. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, man.
You don't even know the guest.
No, barely. And then I was like, okay, man, well, I guess I'll talk to you later, man. Yeah.
That guest is a weird motherfucker too.
And then Gallows side texted me, of course, like that can never see the light of day.
So and we have some more people in the room too, but I kind of want Gallows to be here when we bring it up, but Gallows will come busting in. It's like, right. So we have, as he goes to sip on his brewski here, we've got a talking shop favorite. favorite here, and he's not really a favorite because nobody knows who the fuck he is, right? But we brought him up a couple of times.
He's our favorite.
He was the guy that. How do you explain this guy?
Right? I brought you into the business.
He brought me into the business. Oh, well, nice. we were together in the business. This is what I should have known when I was dealing with. He was being evicted from his apartments, and we weren't really friends. We connected a little bit. We're buddies. Yeah. He goes, yo, man.
How did you guys meet? Did you guys meet wrestling school?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we would hang out, me and Chet the Jet and Pepper Parks and Vegas here. His name's Vegas. Well, his name's Sean, but we call him Vegas because he's from Vegas no matter what. Anyway. Right. He gets evicted from his apartments over in Cincinnati and he goes.
Out of my apartment with Rory Fox.
Yeah. Him and Rory Fox had big heat for a while.
You guys shared an apartment?
Oh, yeah. Big eviction. Oh,
nice.
Big eviction.
Rory Fox, big part of the podcast.
He's a big part of the podcast, yeah. Oh,
there he is. I'll get it.
There you go.
They got bailed out.
No, you're not bailing out, dude. But Vegas, come on in, guys. Here we go. We're running hot here with we already started 6 minutes in. It's perfect.
We're already live, boys.
All right.
Yep, we're up. And guess what? I was just explaining.
Gallo's showed up with like 50 people in my room.
Well, you wanted to do a goddamn vlog that they got to film.
So now I was something.
Is this your chair, Rock?
Let's get back to something.
Rocky Chance?
We need to get back to something. No. We got to talk about this.
Thank God.
I heard at TGI Fridays, you guys are just talking all behind my back about how this podcast doesn't run well because I don't want to do the podcast.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then
listen, when I talk behind your back, I admit it.
And then
that's part of this friendship, bud.
I said, God damn it. I said, Rock, I looked at Gallows.
A box of Franzia.
Hey, Rock, if you're going to insult me, call it fucking Franzia.
Franzia.
And why is your room so clean? I got to get out of here.
I looked.
It's not going to be clean because LG.
Listen, I looked at Rock and I said.
Chad, you keep trying to talk. We're not letting you.
I looked at Rock and I said, I told Gallows we had to do a podcast tonight. Gallows looked at me and went, God. You were so pissed.
Well, you got to remember something. I haven't known what day it was for 3 days.
That's true.
I thought it was Friday. Yeah, I go, why do we got to do it tonight? Let's do it tomorrow.
You didn't know.
Get it done. That's what we always do.
What is due tomorrow? We had to do it on Sunday morning.
Well, when you think that it's Thursday and not Friday and Friday and not Saturday, you don't know when deadlines are supposed to be.
We're the best, right? Because like fucking Talking Shop drops on Sunday morning. Okay.
Yeah, it's because all the and then awesome chances.
And then about Wednesday, we all start going, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
fuck. Somebody's going to do the podcast. And one of us do an awkward text. So, podcast this week.
You know who never does the awkward text? You. Buddy, we know. Rock, it's 80 degrees in here. You got jeans and a coat on.
For fuck's sake.
I walked in and said, dude, you got to get this fucking cool before Gal G walks in. He's going to be madder than hell.
He's just going to start selling and crying.
Yeah. Well, I turned. It was on 72.
Well, you mother trucker.
Are you crazy?
72, that's my shit, bro.
I actually have
72 in your home?
No, he likes an 82.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's puke worthy.
he pulls the covers
just
up.
Are you nude all day?
No, I got like something on, like over the top, you know, like this.
Like a top?
Yeah, right.
I just revisited a really funny story that the Talking Shop fans will pop for. In the year 2006.
Yes.
And I have never been a painkiller type guy. This is not a story you should tell. But during that era in pro wrestling, a lot of guys used painkillers. I had a two ruptured discs in my back. I was really fucked up at the time, right? And again, it wasn't a painkiller to a guy. Well, a guy said to me, after seeing me in pain at practice, here, take this painkiller. And I go, okay. And that night.
Hey, guy.
The next morning, the drug testers are there.
Oh, fuck.
So me, the biggest jobber in the company, who's 22, gets popped for painkillers.
Oh, shit.
And suspended without pay for 30 days.
Oh, my God.
No. So at the time, my ex and I were not getting along. Now that sounds weird. So instead of doing what you should do in that scenario and like just really fucking buckling down on your training and coming back like $1 million, my friend Danny had just gotten let go. And he wasn't in a great place either. So every day we'd go to the gym. We started out doing these massive, like, hour and a half, 2 hour workouts every morning. And then we'd try to be done by 11 to go to the sushi lunch for the sushi lunch special. Then we'd just drink sake until my ex got off from work. Well, the workouts started getting shorter and shorter because it kept getting closer to 11 when we get to the gym. So at the end of the month, these are 15 minute workouts, a whole lot of sake. I come back and they're like, all right, well, you screwed up, but we really like your character. You're going to do a dark match. I go, okay. I did 8 minutes with Val Venus. I thought I was going to die. I just was blown up sky high.
Finished by 11?
So they sent me back to developmental, and Jody Hamilton calls me in the office. He goes, Deacon. I said, yes, sir. He goes, get a top. I said, a what?
You know what?
A top. I said, a top? What do you mean? He goes, the tits. They're everywhere. I said, God damn it. And that's when I became a single guy.
How the hell did we start telling that story?
No, it's amazing.
That's why you don't pop pills.
Popping pills, bro.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Yeah.
That's the voice of Zicky Dice. I was going to say, this is a very special
talk and
shop.
Real talk.
Well, we have a verbally challenged guy. We have a great talker in Zicky Dice. We have the staff of Collar and Elbow.
I was trying to explain who Vegas was earlier, and then we just went completely sad.
I can explain it.
Wait, who's verbally challenged? He's me or Vegas?
No, Vegas. He's a great character. He's just verbally challenged.
Right.
He's Seth Rogen who never made it, guys. All four tires on his car are donuts, guys.
He drives with four donuts.
He can't go over 55 ever.
We leave the Korean barbecue and right? Okay, Gallus comes out and goes, do you have fucking four donuts on your car?
It looked like the car I was driving during that suspension.
Like Vegas is like kind of a big dude, right? He's in this weird small car. He's like,
it's a roll out when he gets out.
And he's so bad verbally, he couldn't say anything back.
Dude, Vernon Love got a car. You know, my guy Vernon Love gets kicked in the nuts on Instagram. He got a car, and it's a shitty car, you know.
Naturally.
Gallo's pay scale for Vernon's not. He doesn't have feet. Dude, he pulled up to my house. And he won't let me ride in it. So if he takes me to the airport, he drives one of my cars, which it makes me feel better because it's a little safer, a little nicer. He rolls the window down. He sticks his hand out. He pulls the handle. The door falls. The door comes open. He falls out the side into the grass. I was standing on my front porch. And I went, you can't fucking write this.
Yes.
He goes, oh. And he just starts brotherly crawling back up the door.
One time Vernon Love picked us up in Atlanta, right? Then drove us to Columbia.
Yeah, we were sick for 6 months after that.
And Vernon Love was the first man to have COVID. He coughed.
He had COVID in 2017.
This son of a bitch coughed for 6 hours. We're texting each other.
And Chad's going, he's making me sick. I feel it. You know how paranoid Chad gets?
We were shoot sick. I said, this motherfucker, I just stopped coughing. I'm going to kill it.
My throat's starting to tickle.
I'm telling you.
20 minutes into the show.
So he coughed for 6 hours. We get to the hotel. What's he do? Goes to shake my hand. I said, get the fuck away from me.
Dude.
Just cough.
The
whole
this was a knock.
No, the noise
door.
Complaint or one of the boys?
There's no way.
What's the over under?
It could be.
No, let's see.
There we go. Good. Even better.
It's the boys are here.
Talking shop at its finest. That's the vlog. This is the podcast.
So hold on.
There's way too many people in this room.
Oh, look at Hawkins. He's dressed for his little party.
This is a great talking shop. So Gallo's doing. Do a roll call. Who all's in the room?
All kinds of assholes are in here.
Equipment's very professional.
No, we have all the real shit. We refuse to use.
Hawkins, listen.
Hawkins, get the fuck out of here.
You've had enough of me today, bro. You've been calling me out on my fame all day. I'm sick of it.
Call me out on my fame all day.
Chad was too famous to go to TGI Fridays.
Right. I know. We told the story.
Halfway there, he got a little more famous. And he turned around.
Rocky goes, yo, dog, nobody was even trying to talk to you.
He saw one guy at a Bullet Club shirt. He went, oh, fuck this. To me, Rocky's in front of me. I go, what? That's around. He's just walking away.
That's like Scott Hall seeing somebody in NWO shirt. He ain't walking by those.
Jesus Christ.
I'm shooting from the hip.
I know you are.
This is like a real old school talking shop.
Do a roll call. Dude, who's in the room?
Hold on, though.
Is this a real name?
His real name's John.
No, his real name's Rockford.
What?
John? You didn't know that?
John Rivera.
That's really? Hilarious.
No H. Is
there no fucking Santa Claus?
Just blown away.
Hawkins, this is a podcast where we don't talk over each other. Shut the fuck up, okay?
You gotta let us finish one story.
For fuck's sake. Do a roll call,
you son of a gun.
No, I won't. Tell you tell my goddamn story on my goddamn podcast.
Tell your GD Bomb story.
God damn it. All right, here's what happened.
I can't believe you sons of bitches were sitting at TGI Fridays talking shit behind my back when you hate this podcast worse than me.
I'd say about 45 minutes worth of stuff about you.
this. All right, tell your story.
Okay. That same trip where Vernon originally was the original person who ever had COVID.
Best story.
The story is this about Chad's fame, because Vernon's used to me, right? But he still kind of can't take it because he loves wrestling so much. So he walks to my house and just like looks at me. He's like, what are you doing? And he just
can't believe it's real.
Hello, Vernon. And so then he calls me either Luke or Doc in public, told him not to do that anymore. So he brings a fan up to the table. He goes, like, for you to meet Drew. I said, the one place you're not supposed to do it's here. Anyway, when he first gave us COVID in 2017, mm-hmm. he was the first person to have it. We were the second and third to have it.
Oh, we were sicker than hell for six weeks
of sickness.
That's zero. Yeah, that's like a thing.
Yeah, we're two and three.
He coughed for 6 hours after.
So he goes, we're driving. And we're going to the show in Chattanooga. And I go, all right, Vernon, in 1.2 miles, you're getting off at 67B here. He goes, okay, Luke. He keeps driving. He doesn't even slow down. He's been going 54 the whole trip. He goes right past 67B. I said, fuck, you missed it. You got to reroute, dude. Like, get in the turning lane. He's like, okay. I'm like, you got to take 68A.
You got to go now.
I said, you got to turn, Vernon. You got to turn. I start trying to grab the wheel a little bit.
Gallo's grabbed the wheel.
He blows past the second one. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? He goes, we got to understand. I see you guys on TV all the time. Now McCarthy get nervous. He's an Earth the machine gun. He just fucking can't take it. He just can't drive it.
Well, he said.
I said, just let me fucking drive to the building.
He goes, well, you got to understand, Luke. I still get a little nervous around you guys. I do. I do.
It's time to stop.
I'm in the back going, this way. You got to be kidding.
Oh, he told. This is gonna sound bad.
That's like Milky walking
back. Tell the story. Vernon walked up to me, and I swear to God, he goes, I'm living my dream getting to be backstage with you guys.
Sitting at the hotel bar with a smile, the biggest smile I've ever seen, just chilling.
He told me everything you heard any of you guys say. He's like, and then Heath was talking about his finishing move. I'm like, shut the fuck up!
Last taping, he was walking around telling everyone that he's burning love from talking shop. You were looking at him like,
yes!
Hell yeah. So confused. Oh, I'm really close with Luke.
You guys know Luke or Doc? We're friends. I also know machine guns. I don't like driving them.
These days, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. We're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving. That's only 140 calories a bowl. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Magic Spoon just recently brought back these two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. You should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. Magic Spoon is healthy yet delicious, and it's perfect for a guiltless midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots. That's HOOTS. And use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talkin' Chop.
Will you do a roll call in the room?
We got Brian Myers, the most professional wrestler. We got John Schuyler, who, you got a hell of a dick on you. Those pants make it really come out.
That's pretty cool. And he's vaccinated.
We got the very controversial VSK. I can't remember why I think he's controversial.
Are you controversial?
Are you controversial?
You are now.
Have you had a scandal?
No. You better quit fucking around and have a scandal.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. You want to be famous or not?
That's part of it.
Johnny Depp ain't where he's at because he's fucking lives right.
You guys think Tiger Woods always does the right shit? No, he doesn't.
Tiger Woods didn't lose his Nike deal. He's good. They stuck by him.
You know, Hawkins has been side talking to me, Barry and Rocky, a lot.
What's all that about?
No, yeah.
Really? Yeah, no, seriously. No.
When was that happening?
Recently?
Oh, just a lot. In person, over text, phone calls.
Why the fuck would you do that, bro?
Because he says Talking Shop is unlistenable when it's Rocky and Emilio.
You said that shit? Give us a verbal. That's not true. It's their show, and they know it. I'm like, I don't need to hear you and Emilio talk about life.
Especially Emilio, who crashed my rental car and stole the garage.
So you're upset because you had personal heat with me.
Do you hate Emilio? I don't hate him.
He did pay you back, right?
I was blown away by that. I'm baffled by it.
He's a good dude.
Emilio's actually a great dude.
I didn't understand him for not even talking about that left turn. It's the most insane left turn in the history of driving.
Of course.
I mean, it's one of my favorite stories that came out of Talking Chop Media.
It's fucking nuts. It sounds like several times since, and I see that crooked.
Oh, I know that story. I'm thankful for it.
Guys, it's a car length into the yard. Like, he just didn't listen. He did the Vernon trying to get off the exit.
And I think the real backstory is, like, I went out of my way to have a designated driver. He's like, I got a guy. We're good.
He's a really good guy. He's a great driver.
When I return the car, it's total. Visible.
What do they say when you pull up?
It looks disgusting.
How much is this?
Like these rooms?
So I fucking just, I do like the fucking Santino walk, park it, and just go on the flight.
Throw the keys and just run.
Phone's blowing up. I go through the gate. This is an Asian. Like, what the fuck? You can't just return a car in this condition. What the fuck happened? Blah, blah, blah. He's like running me the ride out. He goes, oh, you have the insurance, but there's a gimmick code we all use. We don't have the insurance. He goes, never mind. Blah, blah. It's all good. I think 6 months later, I get this bill. It was like four grand.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, well, Hawkins, I paid you so much money for talking shop booking.
Talking shop two is a wash.
All right, shut this down. We'll finish this right now.
All right, I didn't do the roll call.
Do the roll call and say goodbye.
Guys, we got the whole Collar and Elbow crew. It's collarandelbowbrand.com. Promo code HOOTS. Hey, can you shut up?
We're doing a podcast. VSK is so fucking controversial.
You need a scandal, dude.
Yeah, why don't you commit a crime tonight? Let's really fucking put your big boy pants on. Rob somebody.
That's the best way to finish
it. Might be time to shut her down. Anyway, all these motherfuckers are in here. Thanks for listening.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, yeah, it is funny.
All right, guys. Hey, for the machine gun, for everybody that's
in this fucking room.
Thanks for
showing up, guys. Famous. Yeah. Can't show up for your own podcast. I appreciate it.
For Hawkins, who just tried to take our podcast over.
Yeah, I won't have to swipe and delete this one.
Because apparently Emilio and I just aren't fucking good.
That's right.
You're not good enough for him.
Some things, you know, some things.
We should have got the fucking Kiss Demon Dale Torberg in here.
Why don't we get screwed up?
Listen, I'm thankful for Emilio. He'll do it.
I'm at it, Rock, because he needs to get you guys regimented. Every whatever.
Hawkins has all this podcast advice, and he tells me every time, like, I'm listening.
No, I'm done.
He goes, why is it not Wednesdays at 10 p.m.?
I said, why you're a Patreon.
What are you talking about?
This and that.
We're losing Patreon numbers by the second.
Oh, I had a question for you, because I asked him today.
You're going to leave
this? He told me we have to go.
When people leave your Patreon, they can fill out an exit survey. Do you see those?
Oh, I never even, I didn't even know that happened.
Oh, no.
Please look that up.
Oh, we are looking at
that. That's awesome.
Because they'll say that's an episode.
Like, fuck Chad. He's a prank.
He said that.
There is a lot of Chad hate on the Patreon.
Is there?
Yeah.
There should be.
Because he never shows up.
At least I come in once in a while.
Guys, I don't want to do it.
They know.
He's just watching baseball, man.
I don't want to do anything. I want to be left alone.
This is Chad's dream. You guys want to hear what Chad's dream is?
You know, Amos, no bumps.
No, he like somebody just goes, hey, Chad, you're famous and I really love you. Here's $500 million and an island.
Oh God.
And here's your kids. And you don't have to talk to anybody ever again. That's all he dreams of.
I'd love all you guys, right? But I'd be okay never seeing y'all. I would send tons of videos. I'd be like, hey guys, look, I'm
having FaceTime videos.
Hey Chad, you want to come visit?
No, 3 months old and shit.
Y'all don't need to come visit.
All right, fuck up my island.
We're out here before they're gonna call the cops again. We out.